A choir that mostly performs secular music will this week steep itself in a most holy of winter holiday musical traditions. But WRTI's Jim Cotter says don't expect to hear a load of old chestnuts in the Crossings Christmas concert.
Conductor Donald Nally estimates that the Crossings core repertoire is somewhere between 80 and 90% secular. This is not because of any anti-spiritual agenda, yet he's quick to acknowledge his choir's musical heritage.
Let's face it, we are absolutely in the lineage of the Western canon, and we are grateful for that. And the Western canon, for many, many, many years, relied on the church. And it's really only recently that, I mean, a couple hundred years, that we've seen proliferation of lots of other kinds of music that we would call classical. Of course, there's always been folk music and popular music and et cetera that isn't sacred.
This year, as has become the tradition, the Crossings Christmas concert is a chance for all to spend time in contemplation in a religious setting, with believers and others all very welcome.
This concert is always presented in a darkened St. Paul's Church, beautiful setting with lots of candles. And it's just really, it's a place to get out of the hubbub of December and just sit in this beautiful, sacred place and listen to meditative, thoughtful music that leads you down whatever road you happen to go down at this time of year.
In a program that features works by Wolfgang Riem, Toivo Tulev, and Gabriel Jackson, the Crossing at Christmas concert is this Friday at 8 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Chestnut Hill. You can hear a live recording of the concert, hosted by conductor Donald Nally, on WRTI on Christmas Day at 2.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.